Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Kentucky FFA exhibits from more than 60 chapters across the state are on display this year during the Kentucky State Fair that runs through Sunday, August 26th at the Kentucky Exposition Center in Louisville. Kentucky FFA advisor Matt Collops says even though FFA exhibits are in a new location in Agland in South Wing A, people will find what they normally enjoy viewing.
We've got a lot more visibility and some extra space. They're excited about that. We have a lot of the same traditional stuff that we've always had. Obviously, everything's produced by students as part of their experience program. We've corn, wheat, hay, soybeans, the traditional crops.
Collis says the FFA exhibits also include horticulture and ag mechanics.
We also have horticulture exhibits, potted plants, floral designs. Agriculture mechanics exhibits is one of our most popular things. We'll have five or six restored tractors there, as well as some mineral feeders and other things that students have made, from birdhouses all the way up to like a mineral feeder.
He adds visitors to the FFA section will see something new this year.
We've added a new thing this year we're excited about. We're going to have three of our premier chapters. They're going to have displays about work that they're doing in the local communities. We think that's going to be a great addition to what we've been having at the fair in years past.
We'll have more in a moment. October through December is the peak period for automobile deer collisions on the highway. Drivers should be especially alert in the hours just before and after dawn and dusk when deer are often on the move. Pay special attention to those deer crossing signs on the highway where patterns of deer movement are most likely. At night, with oncoming traffic, use high beam headlights to increase your range of vision. Be alert, slow down, be safe. This message brought to you as a public service by Kentucky Farm Bureau. Kentucky FFA advisor Matt Collops says this year's entries are looking good.
Entries look good. It's a lot of times people go out in the cornfield and they either really like what they see and they bring extra, or they go out in the cornfield and say, oh, not this year. So we never know for sure till it gets there, but our free entries look really, really good, and we're excited about what we're going to have and being able to display it.
He adds they're excited about the new location in Agland.
In the south, we know we're going to see a lot of the general public that's not farm-related, and so we've updated a lot of our signage and trying to do a lot better job just educating them about who we are and what we do, because a lot of those folks who come through the South Wing don't know anything about agriculture. They've never been on a farm, and we jokingly say they can't even spell FFA.
The FFA exhibits will remain in place through Sunday, August 26th. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.